Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Virginia advancing to the Final Four for the first time since 1984.
And it's over! Anything can happen in March! For the first time, Auburn is going to the Final Four!
There's a new member of the Final Four Club, and they hail from Lubbock, Texas! The Red Raiders of Texas Tech are going to the Final Four for the first time in program history!
Dillard, up ahead, Winston! No one near him! And he's gonna come out with it! And Michigan State is headed to Minneapolis!
Alright, I gotta say, that was one hell of an Elite Eight. And April's here, so I wonder what's going to happen now. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rambold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put a message on there. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. 713-780-3776. It's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. It's rock and roll, this puppy. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
A lot of sports.
Yeah?
A lot of sports, yeah.
You're wearing the hat again.
Wearing the hat. Yep.
What's going on? You got a date?
Well, the wife is.
Or is this just your new look?
No, the wife's out of town, so. You know.
Oh, okay.
No, it's kind of my new look when I'm dressing up.
Okay.
Because I don't like how my head looks when I'm not wearing a hat. So I've kind of adopted the hat. It sort of works for me. I'm going to roll with it.
Okay.
And, yeah. So we'll start with the basketball. And I always hate these stories when people say, oh, is this the greatest Elite Eight ever? It was pretty damn good.
It's in the conversation. There's no doubt. All four of those games, I mean, a play here or there, and it's a whole different Final Four. I mean, there's literally two or three plays that could have switched. And in some instances, there's one play that could have switched the teams that are in the Final Four. We could have four totally different teams.
And even going back, you could almost have
more than that,
six or seven teams, because some of the Sweet 16 games were the same way, but all of those games were just entertaining as hell. I think it's going to be a fun Final Four. Congratulations to Texas Tech, by the way. That's it's quite the accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that team they beat is damn good. And I know people were like, oh, Gonzaga in the tournament again. It's like, no, you know what?
Yeah, dude, I mean, if that guy's not out of bounds, Gonzaga might be in the Final Four, and then would you be saying that?
Of course not.
No.
And see, that's the one thing that I hope people kind of, like, even Duke, which came down to the wire so many times in this tournament, they're one play from being in. And I hope people are, oh, what a disappointment. Dude, that's a good basketball team. It just happened to come down to the wire and went the other way.
Yeah.
So,
So let me tell you the story of my my betting weekend.
Okay.
I had two very, very heavy plays this weekend. And one was Virginia minus 4.5. And there was basically no chance I should have won that game. I mean, they were down 4 with under a minute left. And not only did they come back and tie the game on an unbelievable shot, send it to overtime, and then basically I have to luck out. Purdue has to turn it over with 2 seconds left for me to get a shot at two foul shots that push it to 5. And I get there. Yeah. I mean, it is the miracle cover of all miracle covers.
It's up there.
The next day, my biggest bet, Kentucky-Auburn under. Under 141.5. Seemed like a breeze.
Yep. And then overtime happened.
120 at the end of regulation. I beat the spread by 21.5 points, and I lost. So I had one bet that I had no business winning that I won, another that I had no business losing that I lost. That's the way the cookie crumbles, I get.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I felt pretty good about my UH plus 2 on Friday night and at the end of the game, and then that kind of fell apart. But, man, I think one of the things that kind of gets lost in these Elite Eight games is, like, Kentucky had to play late Friday night and then come back and play early Sunday off a really grueling game, and they did not look like the same team against Auburn. And right. part of it is Auburn is really good. Their backcourt is fantastic. But I think that was a little bit of a factor for them because, you know, as much as even though Auburn lost one of their really good players against North Carolina, that game was not hard for them.
No.
That was pretty much a breeze. And so I did bet Auburn yesterday, and that was that one I got right, and that was the only bet I made after my Friday night UH loss. So
I was on Michigan State yesterday too, but not enough to make up for the for the under loss.
But exciting stuff, man. I really really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the Final Four, because I think all these matchups are going to be the same way. I think these teams are all really close, and you know, it's just going to come down to who makes the plays at the end.
I think that it's funny. I was watching yesterday the Duke Michigan State game, which obviously came down to the very end, like most of these did, and there was a group. Well, first of all, I love watching Duke fan lose in like people watching them lose. Like I love watching the emotions that they go through because they walked in their Duke shirt thinking that they were absolutely going to win because they've got the best players. They've got the best coach, blah, blah, blah. And seeing the emotions on their faces when they lost and the pensive, like I've got to make a really big decision that the company's success is hinging on, like rubbing your temples and rubbing your eyes. And I mean, for literally 10 minutes after the game ended, it was so, so great. The other thing I noticed, and I was at Pluckers. I was going to like try to hint around it where I was at. I don't care. I love Pluckers. They don't advertise. I don't care. It's a good place. Good beer. Good times. I was watching Texas Tech fan who apparently had stayed over from shown up deciding to like see who they were going to get, who was their eventual opponent. Texas Tech fan rooting against Duke, and I wanted to tell him, hey man, I would honestly like your chances against Duke a lot more than I would like your chances against Michigan State. I think that I think you've got two really interesting matchups in this tournament that are left. The Michigan State, probably the best ball movement team in the country, one of them at least. That's what gives Texas Tech's defense problems. And they are, you know, had they gone against Duke, they wouldn't have had that problem. But Michigan State moves the ball so well that it's going to be a problem for Tech. I don't know. I don't want to bet against Chris Beard right now because he's he's amazing.
Yeah.
I think Auburn is, on paper, a problem for Virginia because Virginia's defense is built around forcing you to shoot from outside.
Guess what they do pretty well.
Guess what they do all damn day. So I think you've got two teams that are going to have to make adjustments, and those two teams are Virginia and Texas Tech. Fortunately, I think those two teams have really good coaches, and I don't think it's out of the question that they can make those adjustments. I got a little heat for this yesterday from Auburn Twitter. I don't think Bruce Pearl is anywhere near the level of a coach these other guys are. I mean, you've got three really great coaches, and you've got Bruce Pearl, who's a really good cheerleader. So I don't want to, disparage Auburn's chances too much, but if any team in this group is going to get coached out of a game, it's going to be Auburn. I mean, I could see that happening. And I also worry about Auburn and the fact that they're not fully healthy now, and they've been getting by. I just don't know how long that can last. Here's the good news for Virginia and Michigan State. Typically, at this point of the tournament, favorites win.
Yeah,
favorites win. Favorites cover. And it's history. And even when teams that are the dogs get steamed, and Vegas makes you think that they're going to cover, dogs do not cover very often in the Final Four. They do. If it was going to happen, last round, Sweet 16, that's when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, typically, the cream rises to the crop or to the top, and I don't know.
Or to the crop, either one.
I don't know. Virginia to me is clearly on paper a much better team than Auburn, in spite of the matchup flaw that I see. Michigan State and Texas Tech, there's not a big difference between those two, especially Michigan State with their current roster. I think if Michigan State was at full strength, there'd be a noticeable talent differential. But I think at where they're at right now, they're comparable teams. And it's just a matter of, is Chris Beard really ready to take that step from really good coach to great, Tom Izzo level coach? And that's what they're going to play the games for. But yeah. I can't wait. I think both these games they're going to be so good.
This, we were talking last week about what an awesome month this is going to be. What a great way to start it. We get the Final Four and we get Game of Thrones. We'll have Infinity War later in the month. Baseball's getting underway. This is the last Kentucky Derby preps, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I didn't hit any of my Florida Derby plays on Saturday, I got what I wanted. My horse ran third.
There you go.
So he'll be a nice price on Derby Day. So, and he ran behind a horse that got an easy lead and just walked around the track. So it was almost a perfect scenario for getting a nice price on him on Kentucky Derby Day. But one of our good friends, who's a damn good gambler, just sent me a DM. Said I was holding a 65-1 4-team money line parlay of Tech, Purdue, Auburn, and Michigan State.
Oh,
as well as 80-1 Purdue future. Shout out to that Smurf from Virginia for that ridiculous pass and blowing my tickets up.
Oh, that sucks, man. Oh, but man. That didn't suck for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're on the opposite sides. That's just the way it works.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. So he mentioned NHL playoffs too, which I'm excited about, and NBA playoffs. So we can finally start seeing what the Rockets will do in the season that matters.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a great month.
But since this city seems to hold so much weight on the regular season, we should probably just give up on the Astros, right? Season's over?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be fine. You remember, I think the last couple of years, their offense has started off pretty shaky.
Yeah.
And it's just, they'll get it. That team's too good to not start scoring runs. So, this is which I say almost every week, it's way too early to even worry about any of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? If we're going to write them off, let's write off the Red Sox and Yankees, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all do it.
I mean,
because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Slick asked, did you play in the poker tournament today with Granado? No, I did not.
No, I had to be at work.
Yeah. I had a lot of work to do today. I'm actually going to take off tomorrow for what's not off. I'm about a month behind on emails and sports map and audiobooks and stuff like that, so I'm going to take a day where I just focus on that.
Man, I've got to figure out a co-host, I guess.
You hadn't done that yet?
No. I thought you were going to do it for me.
Well,
I'm just kidding. No, I'll figure it out.
Well, if you can, I'll come in. But
no, I'll be fine.
Lamont asked, do you think the networks who are carrying the Final Four are pissed?
Yeah. They lost Duke and Kentucky on the same day.
Yeah. They want Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, fill in the blank every time.
Yeah.
And then one team that's from someplace that's got a big population base.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break.
Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Gonzaga would have been great for them.
Yeah. Although, you know, Gonzaga doesn't really carry a lot, but
they've got the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have interested the West Coast. And that, I mean, I think they would have been thrilled with that.
The Upper West Coast.
Yeah.
LA's not going to care about
them. No.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends over at My Computer Career. Listen, if you're not happy in the job that you're in, why are you still in it? Make a change. Change your life for the better. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Even with zero IT experience, it doesn't matter. Many of their graduates could do little more than turn their computers on and off before they started. Helping people start an IT career is exactly what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You're going to get all the skills. You're going to get all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. If you do need me tomorrow, I will come in.
I won't need you.
I am at one of those points.
I need you to take a day.
I'm very close to burnout right now.
All right.
And it's one of those things where I don't like taking days off, but I also think if I just keep going at the pace I'm going at, then I'm going to be cranky and no fun, and that's no good for anyone. So, plus I got kind of a free stretch here for a few days because the wife had to go out of town. So I'm thinking of just like loading up the dogs and taking them to the beach or something when I get done with work.
All right.
Assuming I get done with work. My goal is to be done by 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then just do something completely off the radar.
Play poker.
I might do that, actually. I don't know. I need to get back into it. But just need a break, that's all. And we have a lot of stuff going on here that needs my attention. And especially with Sports Map and audiobooks. We're doing a bunch of new audiobook stuff, and I got to get all those things set, and there's contracts and just boring crap, but it has to get done. How was your weekend?
I'm solid. I have a story to tell you about baseball
okay. This
weekend, and I'm hesitant to tell this story because I'm a big believer in if winners are allowed to smack talk.
Oh, yeah. You've always been big on that.
Yeah. I mean, if you lose, you got to take the smack talk. That is what it is. There's a way to shut them up. So my kids' team was in the semifinals of the tournament this weekend. And we ran into a kid who used to play on our team.
Okay.
And the reason he doesn't play on our team anymore is because at one point, and this was like maybe 3 years ago, we had split our team into two teams, like an A team and a B team. And my kid ended up being first baseman on the A team, like the starting first baseman. This boy, well, let's just call him Arnold for the sake of this conversation. Let's change the name of the party here. So Arnold is a big boy.
Okay.
And when I say a big boy, I mean like we're talking an 11-year-old here.
Okay.
I'm guessing 200 easy.
Wow. Two bills for an 11-year-old. Yeah. That's a big kid.
A massive kid. And he can rake. He can, I mean, he can hit the crap out of the ball. But he's very, obviously, limited defensively on where he can play.
So he's a little Seth Beer is what he is.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he can play first base or he can pitch. And apparently now he can pitch. And because he did not, his parents, Arnold's parents, didn't want him to be on the B team, they decided they're going to find a new team, which was fine. And, you know, there was no hard feelings. Like, yeah. That is what it is. Kids move on.
Just like wives.
And so first inning, Arnold comes up and he hits a home run. And it is a no-doubter. It is a long home run. And, you know, good for him. And, I mean, I think it's like, by the end of the first inning, it's 3-0.
Okay.
So, it could be worse. I mean, when a kid crushes one like that, like the fact that we got out of that inning 3-0. Okay. So, now we're in the, at bat. And I coach first base when we're batting. So I say, "Hey, Arnold, good to see you again, man. How you doing? How you been?" Arnold looks me dead in the face and says, "Bet you didn't like seeing me hit that ball." This is an 11-year-old kid. I said, "God, tell me your 18th birthday is tomorrow. I will punch you in the head on your 18th birthday." Oh,
yeah. Think about how old you'll be then, though.
Yeah, I'll be old. It won't matter. I'll still be able to get it done. Although I imagine he'll be the mountain by that time.
Yeah, and he'll be what, 46 or something, 45.
No, Oh yeah, I guess so. Damn it. Oh, you're right. That's no good.
Yeah.
But eventually we come back and tie the game, and he gets put on the pitcher's mound, and my kid. So I told my son, I was like, "Hey, if you get to hit off this kid, I want you to crush him. Like, make sure you punish him." And he's like, "Why? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "He's a little disrespectful to old dad. just get some for me." And he had when he was on deck. The first two batters we had that inning got on. So he hits fourth. First two kids got on. The three hitter hits a double out to the wall and clears the bases. And then he throws four straight balls to my kid. But I just took the double to the wall as justice.
Yeah.
That put us up 6-4. We end up losing 7-6. I wanted so bad to beat that kid. And there, I mean, they were the talkingest team. It's one of those obnoxious kid teams.
Yeah, that's one you wish you would have won. So in the post game handshakes, you could say, "I bet you didn't like when he hit that double,
dude." it was on the tip of my tongue. I mean, it was there.
It was right there.
But because they didn't win, I got punked out by an 11-year-old, and I had to take that medicine. And my kid on the way home was like, "What did he say to you?" And I was like, "I'm not going to tell you because winners are allowed to talk smack. And it is what it is. He punked me out."
So, and he did it early in the game, too, before it was even
first
decided.
First inning, bottom of the first.
Nicely played, 11-year-old.
Bold strategy. But, yeah, old Arnold punked me out. And
I find it amusing that you were punked out by someone named Arnold.
His real name's not Arnold. That's to protect his identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
What can you do? I mean, what counts at the end?
Yeah.
Wins the game? And like I said, if we would have won that game, oh, man, it would have been so glorious. So glorious just to see his face in the handshake line. I wouldn't have even said anything. He's a kid. I'm not going to say anything to a kid.
No, I know you're not.
But to see his face in the handshake line and give him that knowing look.
They just give him a big smile. That would do it.
That's all it would have taken.
With a giant smile.
That's all it would have taken. And like, so our head coach is, he's like a good guy coach. Like there's bad guy coaches in youth baseball and there's good guy coaches. And I love playing with him. I love that my kid plays with him because I want my kid to play the game the right way.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of the chants and stuff like that. And sometimes he has to keep me from yelling at umpires who are morons.
Yeah.
Because he's not the kind of coach who yells at morons, and he doesn't want the guys who are in the dugout with him yelling at coaches because it makes him look bad. This was like one of those times where I wanted to be the a-hole guy, but luckily we have a coach that doesn't allow me to be the a-hole guy because I wanted to so bad. So bad.
You think he could give me some tips on how to keep you from being the a-hole guy?
It is what it is.
I could use some instruction on that.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but it's happened a couple times, especially early when in our relationship, when Jake was on the team, probably 3 years ago, there was some times when I got into some yelling and I've gotten into some not so friendly conversations with other coaches. Especially other coaches who feel the need to talk to the kids on my team.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all.
If you talk to a kid on, it should be some. You should be saying, "Hey, good job."
Yeah, yeah, nice play, kid.
If another coach talks to a kid on our team, anything other than good job or nice play, it makes steam come out of my ears. But like I said, we've got.
I don't blame you for that. I don't blame you for that because that's.
And if I were in charge, it would be bad. We would be a bad guy
because
we'd all have to wear black hats.
Well,
we're a white hat team now because I'm not in charge. If I were in charge, I think we'd be a bad guy team.
See,
because I'd fight a coach who talked to our kid.
Well, I'm a firm believer that if you don't talk to kids on the other team, if they're being out of line, you go talk to their coach about it and just say this: "What's going on with your kid here, man?" But you don't talk to the kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk to anybody. And the worst thing, we end up losing by one. In the first inning, I had our first at bat, we had a kid on third base. Or actually, we had a kid on second base at the time, and the pitcher balks. No call. So I go, and it's weird because it's a left-handed pitcher, and when there's a guy on the bases, the umpire, the field umpire moves from first base to like behind the pitcher.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he didn't see it. And I say blue and I show him like the kid coming, like not coming set. And he's like, all right, I'll watch him. And he gives the kid a warning like, hey, make sure you come set. So with two outs, this kid's now on third base. And we end up grounding out on a pitch that should have been called a balk. Mm. And as the umpire's coming off the field, I say, blue. And he's like, I already know. He's like, I didn't want to make eye contact with you coming off the field. I missed it. That's my bad. And which I respect.
Yeah, you can respect
because
that.
Because, trust me, the other umpire there was a total moron. And I don't think he understood the rule. And there's nothing that drives me crazier than when the umpires don't understand the rules. And there have been times I almost got kicked out of a game by a woman umpire who didn't understand the rules. And I was like trying to explain to her, no, that's not like a decision you can make. Like, oh, he would have been there anyway. Or like, this is just the rules of baseball. They're very black and white. But I think the home plate umpire didn't quite understand the rules. So I was way more graceful with the guy who I could tell did understand the rules, just made a mistake. That happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a mistake that would have at least given us a little bit more life in the game.
And maybe you were been tied 7-7 and
you never know.
And would have lost 8-7. So.
Yeah, that could have easily happened.
Well, we have our young lady on the line. Is Laura Alexis there?
Yes.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. So we got to tell the people how they can feel fantastic, how they can lose 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. with Innovative Lasers of Houston. Tell them all about it.
Absolutely. But the main ingredient that we use to help our patients is the use of the Zirona laser. And it's amazing because it offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So patients feel nothing at all. I mean, literally nothing at all. It's like a spa experience. You know, it's 20-minute sessions. It can even come on the lunch break. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
I had a person send me a direct message asking me about Innovative Lasers and would it work. And I said, absolutely, it worked for me. So got a thing saying he lost 8 pounds and down 2 inches in a week and a half. And it's such an easy process. You basically go in there and you do 40 minutes and the weight just goes away.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. It literally sounds too good to be true. You're funny, Jason. I mean, you tried it and it worked for you. So you're no different than everybody else. It works for everybody else. I tried it too, and I was very skeptical when I was first introduced to it. And once after that first session, I saw my fat level go down. I mean, it just made a believer out of me. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, so, yeah, and you not just the owner, but you've gone through it, and man, it's made a difference for you.
Yeah, I mean, my point out the pictures, say it all. But we're having a fabulous special going on right now for listeners. Regularly, the transformation package is $2,400. But for listeners that mention ESPN, it's actually $1,000. And we'll even throw in an additional 3 sessions for free. So it's a really good special that we're having right now for those that are listening. We do guarantee 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. So it's really, really fast. And that's what makes it fun and motivating. That you don't have to wait weeks at a time to see your results. You literally see it that next day. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, and the consultations are free. So if you just want to find out what it's about, you can do that. Give them the number to call, and there'll be people sitting by the phone right now if you want to give them a call.
Yes. It's for the first 100 callers, so I urge everybody to call right away. 281-888-3094. Now, if you call and it goes to voicemail, please leave a message because the calls are stamped with time, and that way you can take advantage of the special. That's, the number again is 281-888-3094.
All right, that's Laura Alexis from Innovative Lasers of Houston. Check it out. Believe me, it works.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, I didn't get any conflicts this weekend like you. So there's that.
I didn't get any conflicts.
You just got punked by a kid.
Just got punked by a kid. It happens.
Saturday, I completely unplugged from doing any work. I think it's the first day where I haven't done something work-related since the first of the year. Went on a little bike ride for a shout-out to Under the Radar Brewery. We started there, and the guys there are fantastic. And we went to all the places that I would have gone anyway on a Saturday. It was a stop at Around the Corner, and then it was Truck Yard, and then it was King's Court, and then Neil's. And there was supposed to be one more stop, but at that point, I kind of my shot clock said, go home.
Yeah.
If you're going to get home on the bike.
It's time.
But yesterday, we did something. Went to B&B Butchers for their brunch, which I hadn't done before.
Yeah.
I had one of their burgers. Dude, it was amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
That place is so good.
Yeah, they got it going on.
Yeah. So it's a really
cool. One day I'm going to get rich and just eat there every night.
Yeah. I there's times we'll go and just sit at the bar and eat the carpetbaggers and just make that a meal.
I can't go there and not eat that meat. I can't do it.
Yeah, that wasn't happening yesterday, I can tell. But that was it. Nice and quiet and ready to have a really good week. Chris asked, what's your thoughts on the 23rd horse dying after the race this Sunday?
Dude, it's crazy, isn't it?
And this was on the turf course. Most of the problem has been on the main track. And I think you're at a point now where – even if this was an unrelated fluke, you got to stop racing there. You can't do it anymore. And 23 is not bad luck. If somebody was asking me that, there's obviously some issues going on there, and I don't know if
I don't know what it is either.
No, I know they've spent millions to try to figure it out. Well, guess what? You haven't figured it out. So, and listen, I love the place. I have very good friends who work there. It's one of my favorite tracks on the planet, but you got to shut it down.
There's a building in a what do they call it? A paddock? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like everything that's attached to the track. Can you tear up the actual track and just put down a totally new one?
Well, I think that's what they're going to have to do.
I think so too.
And same thing with the turf course, because they've had deaths on the turf course too. And it's just,
that's wild.
At some point, that's not just bad luck anymore. You've got some kind of systematic problem that has to be fixed. John asks, does the innovative laser work on man boobs? Yes, it does. That they put it wherever you want to get it off. Like I wanted it off my stomach and it worked great.
So like for me, if I'm a little too thick down low, they could thin it up a little.
Oh yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so he said, try it.
Sometimes it's uncomfortable. It's so,
I know.
Meaty.
I had to do that as well. So somebody says, try BB Lemon across from BB Butchers. It's their sister company.
BB Lemon was at Tastemakers.
Yeah.
And it was delicious too.
832 asks, why would you leave Virginia Tech to coach Aggie basketball? Seems like a downgrade in both school and conference. Maybe in conference, although, boy, the SEC did pretty well in this tournament.
Yeah.
So I think you got to quit thinking of things as downgrades. I mean, obviously, A&M's willing to spend money.
Yeah.
And they're willing to
They have a very wealthy athletic department.
And they want to compete at the highest level. He's got ties there. Hate to say it, but much rather live in Texas than Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And that's what some guys want. So,
and he's born in Texas. I mean,
he
went to Texas A&M. I mean, this is not.
Yeah. So it's not a shock at all. And I think
he went to Texas A&M Kingsville, I guess.
Right. But he coached at A&M.
He did coach.
He was an assistant. And, you know, it's, we've talked about this a lot before. Short of Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina, if a guy can leave Kansas, you can leave any school pretty much.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's his lifestyle choice. It's where he wants to be.
Sometimes it's not always about what place is better to live, what place has a better basketball program. Sometimes it's about where's my family want to live.
Yeah.
You know, is Virginia Tech today a better basketball school than Texas A&M? Yeah. Sure.
But he helped make it that too.
I don't remember Virginia Tech ever making it to a Final Four. So, same amount of Final Fours.
And
you can't win it. I mean, you haven't been able to win a championship at either. So, why not?
But I think he'll be a good fit for them. He understands the culture.
Oh yeah.
And I think
I think he'd be a good fit anyway. I mean, he's a great coach. A great coach. Not a good coach, a great coach. Who, I mean, I'll be honest. Again, we don't know why he decides to do what he does, but this is a guy who I think could have damn near any job in the country. I think he's that good. But, you know, this is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to be.
And
I wish Texas would have fired Shaka Smart and they would have tried to get him. I
don't want to start this, but I would wish they'd fire Shaka Smart and look to Lubbock for their next coach.
But, well, that won't surprise me either if they attempt that, because guess where Chris Beard went to school? Austin.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
But you know who's going to hate that? Tech fans.
Yeah, oh yeah. But that's, well, you know what? And this is going to kind of dovetail into Kelvin Sampson when we come back. I want to talk about that a little bit. So don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guys, if you get a chance, please check out sportsmap.com today. Record month in March for SportsMap. Over a quarter of a million people were there.
Quarter of a billion people.
Well, close enough. but there's a story up from David Gow on how our company has grown up. Kind of an update on everything that's going on. He says nice things about A.J. Hoffman. Aaron's mentioned in there.
What?
Yep. We've also got a video up on which playoff seed benefits the Rockets the most. Easy to. The Chris, who's our Astros guy, has some way too early Astros observations after opening weekend. Victor did five quick kicks from the Dynamo's win. Lots of good stuff on there, and we're doing a daily Astros report now. So any game, you will be able to get the information as soon as it's over. So go check that all out at sportsmap.com. Only the greatest website ever created by any human being. Maybe not Pornhub, but other than that, it's up there.
Brother Bear, kind of curious, has Cougar and Aggie surpassed Bevo on head coaches? And will this LeBron injury motivate him to maintain his top five NBA talent status next season, or is father time caught up? All right, let's go with the first one first. Has Cougar and Aggie surpassed Bevo on head coaches in basketball, like as it stands today?
Yes.
Yes. My guess is Texas has plans on fixing that if it doesn't fix itself next year. On football, I don't think so. I mean, if that's
Jimbo's more accomplished than Tom Herman.
Yes. But Cougar, Holgorsen's good. Is Holgorsen a better coach than Tom Herman?
I don't think he's a better coach, but I think he might accomplish more at UH than Herman does at Texas. I think it's a lot easier, frankly.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, Tom Herman's won. He's won a New Year's Six Bowl now. He won the Sugar Bowl. So if that's the best thing he ever does, that's still pretty damn good.
But that's not what Texas is in it for.
That's not up to their standard. No.
Texas is in it for national championships and playoffs.
Yep.
And that's nice. That was a good step. And I think this will be a key year for them to make that next step.
Yep.
But we were talking a little bit about Kelvin Sampson and somebody, Mark Berman, tweeted out that said something. According to college basketball sources, Arkansas officials have been pursuing another high-profile candidate and have never spoken to Coach Kelvin Sampson. I don't know that that's true.
I don't know that that's true either. And yeah. I'm not in the business of believing that. Arkansas, they don't necessarily want you to know what they're doing. I mean, it's just like Kelvin Sampson said, there's no basis to me talking to them. What do you expect him to say when his team was still in the tournament?
Yeah.
I mean, We all know this game.
And man, the last four possessions just killed them the other night. And,
yeah.
And they
unfortunately, Corey Davis had two of the worst possessions that he could have had
at the
worst time.
And you know what? That's the thing. I kind of thought if it got close at the end, that would favor UH because, you know, they've been in a couple of those and they finished strong. And I thought, you know, Kentucky's supposed to win. And it went the exact opposite way. But then that same Kentucky team didn't show up yesterday. I mean, they just didn't seem to have the same energy. And, you know, and I give Auburn a lot of credit.
You know what?
I,
for the first 15 minutes, it looked like they were going to blow Auburn out of the gym.
But they looked like they ran out of steam to me. But I give Kentucky a lot of credit for that game because they took away a lot of things UH did very well all season, like rebounding. They out-rebounded them.
Well, I mean, they're just way more physical with PJ out there.
Yeah, and boy, he looked 100%. And, you know, if he'd been 50%, they win that game. But he looked terrific. And they just they did a lot of stuff to limit what UH could do, and UH gotten a lot of foul trouble, which is another that's been kind of a hit and miss thing all year.
And
when they started calling the game, and they called it the same both ways, so I don't want to make it sound like that, but they were calling a lot of the body stuff that they do, and when they do that, they were going to be in trouble.
Well, and this is why Kentucky, the much more physical team, they're going to the basket. They're calling fouls inside. Houston was sort of a jump shooting team. And to be fair, the jump shooting, especially Armani Brooks jump shooting, is what got them back in a game that looked like they were going to get blown out of. But you're not going to get a lot of foul calls playing that kind of ball.
I mean,
Kentucky was playing physical and they were getting in the paint and they were getting fouls called for them. I'll say this. The fact that ends up being a 4-point game if I had told you before the game started that Corey Davis was going to go 1 of 7 from three and P.J. Washington was going to play 26 minutes and go 6 of 8 from the field, would you think the game was even going to be close?
No.
I wouldn't have either. No. I would have thought it would have been a blowout.
And they had to chase the game the whole way. And when they got back in it, it was, I mean, they made some terrific plays. But like I said, those last four possessions were just killers. And
leaving Hero open for three.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
The one guy that you cannot leave standing there. Every play has to be drawn up to not let him be standing there by himself.
But I had told you last week that I heard Samson wasn't going anywhere. And I will just say this. The people who were telling me that haven't been returning my texts, so I don't know if that's a good sign or not.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. So, I still anticipate they'll get something done and great.
I mean, everyone knows now the offer's been made. It's
They
want to keep him. So if they lose him, it's probably not because of money.
Yeah. Well, and I think I don't know how much Arkansas can actually come up with that's more than $3 million a year. If it's four, I guarantee you somebody at UH is going to put up the money to match it.
You know where they play? Walton Arena, as in Walmart Walton Arena. I know everybody thinks their school has a lot of money. They ain't got Walmart money. Like, I mean, I don't know how serious Arkansas is about it, but if they're serious, there's no money like Walmart money.
Aren't all the Waltons dead? Didn't one like die in a plane crash?
No, they've got ancestors down the line. I mean, everybody in Arkansas named Walton is rich from Walmart money. They're the only rich people in Arkansas, but they're all rich.
Yeah, I think that it won't come down to money. It'll just come down to does he want to do this? And if he leaves, guess what? UH is in a good spot now, man. They'll get themselves a good coach.
Somebody. And Kelvin Sampson left the program in significantly better shape than he found it. That's all you can really ask of your coach, right?
Yeah.
Don't drive our program into the ground. That's a good thing. I would say Shaka Smart has not left the program in better shape than he found it if he mm-hmm. were to leave today.
Nope.
So it's tough. All right, guys. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and there's always different offers. They're going to tell you, hey, free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, and that sounds great. But there's always a catch. You may fall for one of those offers, and months later you find out, you open up your bill, you're sitting down having a cocktail at your house, you open your bill, and you see, wait a minute, why am I paying such a high rate? That's not what I signed up for. Or why is there this additional fee tacked onto my bill? What's going on here? That's how they get you. Gotcha. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. This is just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
ESPN 97.5.